Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Shoppers at Kildare Village were scratching their heads after being told they need to buy at least two items at a cosmetic store in order to make a purchase. Gordon Hickey from Dublin shared his experience on social media, where he went in to buy a €38 candle as a gift. €38 for a candle. Only to be told by staff that he couldn't just buy the candle. It had to be a two item minimum. I mean, 38 quid for a candle, that's pretty good for a shop, I would have imagined anyway. But what we want to know is, do you think it's acceptable for stores to impose minimum purchase rules like this? Have you ever been caught out by a similar policy? Let us know on 0871880008. You can text or WhatsApp us as well. I find this one really, really interesting, because I was talking before we came on air to people in the production office, and there's restaurants that do similar things. You know, there's like a minimum of €50 or like whatever. You have to get a main course and you're expected to do certain things to get the table for the amount of time you're going to be there. And then there's also big bookings you have to put down a deposit. And so we're used to that. But this idea of going into a shop to buy something only to be told that you can't just buy that one thing, and if you want it, you're going to have to buy more, it seems a little excessive to me. But we're going to find out what you think. And I'm going to go to Melissa, who thinks it's off the wall. You're welcome to the show, Melissa. Are you there?
I am indeed. And all I can say is, I'm trained in consumer rights, and it is off the wall on consumer rights, and it's a breach of European legislation on consumer rights that I'm aware of my education on it. And anyone that would pay that for a candle might need some other kind of services, I do believe. You know, candles you can make at home from natural ingredients, and
Well, I think the candle, Melissa, the candle isn't the problem here. I mean, the problem is that,
well, it's the consumer rights.
Melissa, that you go in to buy something and you're being told...
They're in breach of consumer European rights, is what I'm saying. Well, you're not allowed to do that under the EU legislation on consumer rights.
Well, they seem to be getting
away
with it.
Now, they might have only a certain amount of stock in, and I've run a business, so I can speak about this. They might have had only a certain amount of stock in of that particular.
No, I don't think that's the problem, Melissa. I don't think that's the problem. Kildare Village.
But I do believe it's in a breach of consumer rights.
It says Kildare Village requires all customers purchasing certain items from beauty brands, including Rituals Candles, who was the makers of the candle in question, to buy at least two items.
Wow, that is breach of EU consumer rights. As I said again, I'm trained in this. I'm a former counsellor. I've trained in consumer rights in Ireland. We did major training in it there about 2016-17 as a sitting councillor, and that is complete breach.
Well,
of
I'll tell you what the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission have said. What they said was, in general, while traders may place certain restrictions on purchases, the policy must be communicated clearly and in a timely manner in advance of the sale,
The
consumer can make an informed decision. So there you go.
I do believe they are in breach of consumer rights, that shop, and you know it would have to be written, put into the Consumer Rights Commission of Ireland of what that shop is doing. And I don't like to close down small businesses, but like, we don't like people taking the piss either, in fairness.
And Melissa, what would you do if you went in there to buy something and they told you that this was their policy?
I would tell them exactly what I've told you right now. This is against, under the EU law of consumer rights, you are in breach of it, and you can't put that on the public when you have a license to sell for someone buying, and you have a license to sell, that you are in breach of what you are doing.
And I don't know, Melissa.
And I would give them the
legislation
in their face.
Would disagree with you, Melissa.
The EU and consumer rights would be on my side here. 100%. And I know, because I'm trained in it.
Well, stay
with
me.
That's why I came on this subject.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I want you to stay with me, because I've got David on the line. You think it's ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous, sir. What, George, your name is it?
Gary.
Gary, sorry, Gary. Gary, I think it's a totally ridiculous scenario, to be honest with you. It's a buyer's market. If a buyer wants to buy one item, two items, three items, it's their particular choice. Now, there's been offers before, as you know, in the likes of Boots and places like that, where you buy three items to get the cheapest one free and so forth and all that. Well, the buyer is quite aware of what he's doing there, you know. So he knows exactly what he's buying. But sure, if you want to go in and buy one item, a ridiculously priced candle at €38, that's your prerogative. You don't have to be forced into buying a second item to purchase that ridiculously priced candle at €38. Like.
I would have thought €38 was a decent sale for any shop. Quick one. Why not? €38.
Yeah, exactly. Especially for a candle. It must be some size candle. As I said to your researcher, it want to be about 3 foot tall for me to buy candles. That would be €38. I don't like candles, to be honest with you.
I tell you, for 38 quid, it want to light itself for me.
Well, that's it, yeah. You want to be making your breakfast for that.
And what would you do, David, if you went into a shop and they said, listen, you can't have that unless you buy these other two things?
Well, I'd say you can find a customer, but you won't be finding me as a customer at that scenario. And to be honest, that's totally ridiculous. I mean, I was just saying the people here with me, and they were saying, I was saying to them, you know, people get so caught up in the commercialization of Christmas. People will fall for it, you know. They'll go in and they'll convince themselves, I'll buy the second item. So I'll give that to Mary and I'll give the candle to Joe and all this baloney. And they'd actually convince themselves into buying two items.
And do you think it's fair on the customer? Or do you understand why
no,
they're doing
totally
it?
No, totally unfair.
That's why consumer rights...
Leave them down a garden pit, obviously. But as I say, people can get carried away at Christmas purchasing these things, you know?
Yeah.
There's a kind of frenzy at Christmas. And I mean, even grocery shopping. People go to LDD on Tesco's and they come over with about 3 trolleys worth of food as if there's going to be a famine over Christmas, like. And shops are closed only for 2 or 3 days, like.
Go ahead there, Melissa. You're saying consumer rights. It really is a big
Yeah,
problem.
It is. It's a complete breach of consumer rights. And if you know the European consumer rights, which I do, because I've been educated under it, that is a breach of consumer rights. And that shop is in breach of consumer rights in many levels.
Well, some restaurants do it, Melissa. What do you make of that?
But that's the problem. The Irish people don't understand consumer rights. I've been talking about this even publicly on X and everything, and I obviously have to get back to repeating it again. Consumer rights are very high, even within the European Parliament, that the customer, the buyer, has rights. And there's an awful lot of marketing, and especially since COVID and the lockdown, that some people are, like, taking advantage of people in this country of overcharging left, right and centre and consumer rights. We do have rights as consumers of going out to pay for a service, and that they're overcharging. And I want to educate the Irish people on consumer rights, and that these people are just money-grabbing, greedy feckers, basically. And because of the lockdown, it allowed an awful lot of people to be extra greedy, and maybe because of, yes, the high electricity bills and everything, and small businesses had to throw stuff out in areas that is illegal for them to do, just for them to stay afloat. But that doesn't mean the consumer has to be robbed. And we still have consumer rights under the EU legislation of people that take advantage of the consumer.
Well, they say, Melissa, that the policy is clearly stated in store and the team in store informs customers as part of the sale process.
No. But sure, just because they put up a sign doesn't mean it's legal, like, under European consumer rights. No. just because they put up something, that doesn't pass the law. The law is the law. That a store putting up a sign doesn't make it legal.
I wonder what would happen if the customer, say, bought one item and bought another item and went along with what the store wanted and then decided to return one of them.
Yeah.
And then what would happen then?
Can you imagine?
Yeah,
no,
say,
they wouldn't accept it. Now, I'm all for small businesses surviving, which have been devastated in this country. Okay. But that does not give them the right to rob the consumer.
Yeah. Well, stay with me there. Stay with me there, Melissa, because we just got a text in off someone and it says, "Hi, Gary. I worked in Kildare Village for years when I was in college. And this has been the case in many stores over the years. The main point behind it was because of the ATV, average transaction value, and PPU, price per unit, and the RRP of the candle should be at least 33% more than the outlet price, so it would be a better deal. They can't sell things at full price. That particular shop also only sells two products minimum of hand cream, hand wash sets, etc. They have signage there stating this last Christmas at the point of sale. In my opinion, if you don't like it, then don't shop there. I worked in a store that didn't do refunds, only exchanges, which I thought was against consumer rights." So let me just figure this one out.
Came out in EU law. You are entitled to your refund.
Melissa, listen to me for a second. Hold on. Did you hear what I just read out there? The text in.
I did, yeah.
Okay, so what they're saying is the main point is because of the ATV, average transaction value, and the PPU, price per unit, and the regular retail price of the candle should be at least 33% more than the outlet price. So it's about
33%.
Hmm.
No.
Then the outlet.
I'd say make your own candles. I'll put it online tomorrow how to make your own candles, and don't be paying that kind of ridiculous money for a candle. And most of them are actually burning candles in your home, you'd want to know what's in them because there's a lot of toxins in many of the, if it's obviously an organic candle, I'm hoping you're speaking of, I still wouldn't pay that amount of money for one. You can make them at home for half the price.
Well, the text we got in off someone that worked there says it actually turns out to be a better deal in the long run. So I'm not sure how that works, but I think she explained it pretty clearly. People with a better grasp of all those things will probably understand it.
Well, I'm fairly up on the grasp of all business and candies. And there is still breaching
isn't there an argument though, Melissa, that
Lord.
If you don't, if there's no, is there an argument?
Like, why are we in the EU if we're not abiding by the EU consumer laws?
Yeah, but Melissa, is there an argument? Listen to me, Melissa.
People.
Melissa, listen to me. Is there an argument that if you don't like it, don't shop there? It's a free world. Go somewhere else.
Absolutely, I wouldn't. I did go in last Christmas and got conned of a very expensive candle. And just on that Christmas Eve, decided to pick up one. And went into one of those places where I went, geez, I never paid that for candy in the month of Sundays. Mm. But it was Christmas Eve, and I picked it up.
All right.
And, oh, my God, the worst candle I'd ever picked up in my life.
There you go.
And I light a candle every day of the week in my house.
Well, there you go. It seems candles are worth a few, Bob. I've got Chris on the line. Chris, you think it's a stupid idea.
Hey, Gary.
How are you doing? Are you well?
How are you? Is it a Pascal candle they're selling?
Say that again to me, Chris. I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
Is it the Pascal candle?
It's a rituals candle.
No, a Pascal candle in the church, another big candle.
Ah, no, it's not that. And we're not really concerned about the candle itself. We're more worried about the idea that you have to have a minimum purchase.
Yeah, well, I would tell them to whistle Dixie.
Whistle Dixie. I haven't heard that term in years.
Yeah, well, Clint Eastwood uses that expression, but I would just tell them, are you having a laugh?
What would you do if you went into a shop and they told you that, look, you're not going to get away with just buying that, you have to buy more, otherwise we're not going to save you?
I'd say, well, I've got another shop. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. You see, that came up when I was talking to Melissa. Like, there is, you know, this freedom of movement. If you don't like it, go somewhere else.
Well, it's like going into a public house and you're refused because you have a drink on you. You go to another pub.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah, and they say they have signs up and that's the way they do business. But I'm going to go to Yvonne. Yvonne, you don't think it's a big deal if shops have this policy?
No, I really don't. I know the shop you're talking about. I shop in it regularly, whether it's in Blanchardstown or Libby Valley or and down in Kildare as well. But I think the thing that he's failed to mention is that irrespective of the price of the candle, is that there's a discount applied to that candle down there. That's 20% cheaper than you would purchase it in any other retailer, because they're full price products. They're in their current products that they're selling for a discount, and that's why they do the two minimum purchase. You don't have to buy it if you don't want to. It's very clear when you walk into the store. I really just don't think it's a big deal at all, personally.
Oh, well, now it's clarified for me, Yvonne, because we got a text in from someone that used to work down there and they were explaining that. So the point of what you're trying to say is that it's cheaper as it is, so you're getting a deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, you could go in, and I'm sure that if you paid 38 quid for that candle or was getting charged that, if you bought it in Liffey Valley, it was probably 50 or 52. And he's getting it at that discount because it's in an outlet, down in Kildare. So, you know, so there's no point giving out about it when it's very obvious. Like, you're saving money. If you had walked into Liffey Valley to buy it, would have cost you probably 15 more quid anyway. So what's the problem?
But could you not just buy the candle?
Yeah, like, I understand where you're coming from, but if that's the case, then they're not going to be selling their current in-season stock. I have a retail background myself. I understand where they're coming from. I just really don't see it's a big deal. You are going down to an outlet shopping centre. It's not just that specific retailer. There's a few of them down there, and a lot of the beauty kind of places do the same thing, that there's minimum spends, because if you go to their full price stores, you're going to be paying 20% more. And I'd say probably 90% of their customers are going to go down there and buy more than one thing anyway. And if you don't want to, it's an invitation to treat. You don't need to buy it. You can go somewhere else.
And do you think, Yvonne, that the staff in these places are probably sick to the back teeth of people saying to them, listen, what are you talking about? What is this?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, it's one of those things. If I go in somewhere and I see there's a minimum purchase and I there's only one thing, I'll weigh up my options. If I'm buying one expensive thing, you could be going into that store and paying 80 quid, 100 quid for an advent calendar, and you could pick up a 10 euro body wash to go with it, and you're still saving money because you're getting the 20% off the higher price. So you can be very strategic in your buying as well. And it's not the staff members' fault. They're just there to serve the customers and look after them and give them a good experience. So there's no need to berate them or give out. If you have a complaint, just do it the formal way and send an email in to the head office. Personally, I wouldn't be running to the press about it. I just don't think it's that much of a problem.
It was on TikTok, and he put up a video and it went viral. And a lot of people, in the comments were very quick to say, that's ridiculous and whatever. You know, they mostly agreed with him, of course, but you're saying there's clarity around the issue from your perspective, that it's not as straightforward as a TikTok might suggest.
Yeah, definitely. Because I know the store well that he's referring to. As I said, I shop there quite often myself. You could do a TikTok that could go viral on the other end of it and show what savings you can make if you wanted to buy multiple things down there rather than their full price stores. So you can put a spin on anything on the internet the way and get a reaction that you want to get. And I just think, like, that going after the negative, it's very easy for people to jump on board, but there's actually a lot of positives to it as well.
Well, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, I read out their statement earlier. They just said, in general, while traders may place certain restrictions on purchases, the policy must be communicated clearly and in a timely manner in advance of the sale so the consumer can make an informed decision. So the signs are up, and that's good enough.
The signs are all over. You cannot miss their signs. Their signs are so clear as soon as you walk into that store. It's the same as the other beauty retailers down there as well. As soon as you walk into the store, it's very clear that it's a two minimum purchase for a lot of, it's not just that one store. So again, it's an invitation to treat. They say that in consumer law, it's an invitation to treat. If you don't want to go and buy it, go buy it in their full price store somewhere else and pay the extra 20% and don't moan about it.
I get you. Yeah, yeah. So €38 for a candle, that might be €55 somewhere else is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I mean, and I haven't seen the TikTok personally. I just caught you. I was just driving home from work and I tuned in. And but is that in the TikTok that it was, you know, it would probably be 20 quid more expensive somewhere else? Probably not, because that doesn't make a good narrative for a TikTok, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't. And this, and look, in fairness, this was picked up by the press. You know, and it's picked up by us. We're talking about it tonight as well. Surely, only because, as is the nature of this programme, Nighttime Talk, is, you know, it's about informing people and having discussion around these things, which separates us from newspapers and TikToks and things like that. So it's great. It's great to hear. Mm-hmm. It's great to hear your point of view on it, Yvonne. So what you're telling me is that he could have bought the candle for €38, and he could have bought anything else, like even like a little bit of lip balm or something for €2-3.
Yeah, from my experience, I'm only speaking from my own personal experience. Shopping in that store, that's exactly what it is. I mean, I know I was only down there a couple of months ago and I bought, I think, an €8 soap and maybe a €60 or €70 cess, and you get your discount because that's your second product. And I get it if you don't want to do that, but those same two items in Blanchardstown would have cost me an extra, I think it was like 35 or 40 quid.
Right.
The exact same two products. So, I mean, even if you don't really want the soap, you could keep it up. I mean, it's a soap. But who doesn't need soap? Do you know? So you can be really strategic and save money in the long term. Or like that now, coming up to Christmas, who doesn't like a smelly set? Buy things and put them under the tree. I just have a different perspective from, I think, all your other callers tonight, honest. I just don't think, I just think there's bigger issues in the world than a two item minimum than in a beauty store.
Yvonne, there's nothing more important than a €38 candle. I want you to stay with me because I'm going to bring Chris in. Chris, you think it's a stupid idea, this minimum pricing?
Well, that lady has said, I've never been in a shop where they said you must buy two items.
Well, it exists.
Well, I've never.
Yeah, it exists down there because it's an outlet. It's an outlet shopping centre.
Yeah, no, I respect what you're saying. I have a sister that lives in Blanchardstown, and she said to me many things just similar to what you're saying. But what I'm saying to you is, if I went into Easton's, and maybe I shouldn't promote Easton's, but any store, and I'm a big music lover, like classic hits, and I'd want to buy an album for a present for my brother this Christmas. So they say to me, you've got to buy two albums. I say, I only want one. Well, you have to buy two. Well, I go to another record shop. Good luck.
I understand that as well, where you're coming from, but I think for me, the biggest point about it is that this specific shop is in an outlet shopping centre in Kildare.
And
it's the same stock that you can buy in their Blanchardstown store at the moment. So to avail of the discounts and to be able to offer those discounts, they're asking you to do a two minimum spend. So I completely get where they're coming from.
Well, I don't.
I think what Yvonne is saying, Chris, is that this is a different type of store, that people going in should expect this because they know they're going in for the deal. Outlets, years ago, I remember a long time ago, the outlet thing was really only in America, and it came to Ireland. And, you know, some people are brilliant at the outlet stores. I've got friends of mine that get everything in outlet stores, but they are completely different than Easton's or any other shop that you'll find in a shopping centre. They're very popular, Yvonne, aren't they, outlets?
Yeah, they're brilliant. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, you can go down, you can come home and spend an absolute fortune, and then another day you might not get anything. It's like, I suppose, any day out shopping. But I think that my biggest point about this is if they didn't do that to minimum purchase, that store wouldn't be in that shopping centre. It just wouldn't be there. Because you're not getting a deal. You're not getting the discount that shoppers who go there expect to get when they go down to Kildare Village. And it's the same with, I won't name them, but there's other numerous beauty brands down there that I go in and out of as well. It's the same for them as well. If they weren't doing these minimum purchases, they wouldn't be in there. And then people, you'd have, I know plenty of people who only go down there and buy certain makeup brands and certain, like household, you know, candles, all that kind of stuff down there because they make such a saving when they buy numerous things. So it works for some people and it doesn't for others, and that's absolutely fine. I think people are always going to have a difference of opinion on it, but from like a business perspective, I see where they're coming from and why they're doing it. And if they didn't do it, they wouldn't be in Kildare.
Yeah, to my mind, it sounds almost like a promo. I mean, supermarkets have different ways of getting you to keep coming back, and that just seems to be the policy of outlets. So you think it's a little bit disingenuous to be complaining about this on social media?
A little bit, yeah, because I think, again, like that, as I said, I haven't seen the TikTok, but like, if you're not mentioning that, the fact that you're getting discounts because of it as well, like, it's just, you're spinning a narrative that you want to spin, and, you know, and you got the traction that it wanted.
There you go, exactly. That's the world we live in. Stay with me. Stay with me, Yvonne. I want to go to Jean. Do you think it's ridiculous, minimum pricing? Jean, are you there?
I am. Hello, Gary.
Hello, how are you? You're very welcome to Nighttime Talk.
Very good, thank you.
You think it's ridiculous?
I do. I'm going to be honest now. If that happened, and I bought a candle for that amount of money, I'd say, here, thank you, and walk back out again.
What Yvonne was saying, though, Jean, is that you're in a shop where you're getting it much cheaper in the first place.
Sorry?
What Yvonne was saying just there is that you're actually in a shop where you're getting that particular candle for much cheaper than anywhere else. And so be it, if you have to buy something small beside it, you're still going to save some money.
Yeah, but I mean, like, maybe a pensioner or, you know, but going to the shop and ask for a candle of that. And you might need it for something, but that is very expensive. So,
and what would you do? What would you do, Jean, if you went into a store and they told you that you can't just buy that one thing; you have to buy another thing with it?
No, I don't think I'd visit that shop again. To be honest with you, now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't, because, I mean, you're only going for one item; you should be able to pay for one item. And I'll be asked to pay for another one.
Have you ever been to an outlet, Jean?
I haven't. No, I haven't, Gary. No.
And if you saw something you liked, and if you knew the policy, if you went in and you saw it up on the door or up on the sign or whatever, and it said, "Look, this is the policy of the store," and you went in, you saw something you liked, would you continue with the purchase, or would you walk out?
No, I think I'd just walk out.
You just walk out.
I would. I'm being honest now. I think I would if they said, well, fair enough, you like that, but you have to buy something else. I'll say, sorry, I only want this. You know, what would they say to you?
Mm.
You have to buy another thing.
Well, I mean, it's within the law. There's no doubt about it. They can do what they like. So what you're saying is just go somewhere else. Vote with your feet.
That's all I say.
Vote with your
just
feet.
Just go to somewhere else. That's all I do.
Yeah.
To be honest with you now.
I'll go back to Yvonne there. There you go. Jean says that she just wouldn't partake in it. But as you said, that's what outlets do.
Yeah, I think the whole point of the outlets is probably being missed. Because like myself as well, if I walked into a general retailer or, you know, a grocery store and they were like, you can't go in and buy one loaf of bread or one, you'd be like, okay, that's a bit random. But it's the whole point of why they're doing it and where it is yeah. You know, is being missed, I think. Again, they're only doing it down there because it's an outlet, and the same product is 20% more expensive in all their other stores. So to make up for that, to throw in and buy you something for an extra 3 or 4 quid and still save money and come out the extra product, I just don't see what the issue is. And I'm saying this because I am a shopper down there, so I understand it. Maybe, you know, your other callers have never been there and they've never seen it, and they might change their minds if they actually went in and shopped and saw what I was, you know, trying to explain.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just, by the sounds of the TikTok and all that, it just makes it out to be very one-sided, that you can, you have to go in, buy something full price, and that's that. But that's not the case.
And do you think people that shop there all the time, they've no problem with it?
No, not at all. Like, I mean, I work in retail myself, and anytime any of my colleagues or I go down there, everyone's like, oh, will you run in there and pick me up a few cats, because they know they're getting them for better prices.
Right, I get you. I get you.
Do you know, so, and I'll definitely be taking another trip down before Christmas as well. Like, yeah, I definitely think in the long term, it's you do save money if you're buying multiple things, or if you're buying, once you spend something over 20, 25 quid in there to pick up the other thing for 3 or 4 euro to get the discount, you're still saving money.
Yeah, and there'll be plenty of people now shopping coming up to Christmas, and there's going to be loads of these stories going around. And I guess the message, the message you're trying to tell people is to be careful and to look into it a little bit more than taking it on surface value.
Yeah, I wouldn't just necessarily believe, look, everybody these days, oh, it has to be true, it was on TikTok. No, not necessarily. Look into it and research it yourself.
Yeah.
Go down, and then if you don't want to buy, don't buy. But I wouldn't be going off, what kind of sounds like a very one-sided TikTok that's gone viral.
Right, OK. Well, listen, Yvonne, I really appreciate you calling in and clarifying that for us, because there was a bit of confusion over what was happening. So there you go now, outlets, that's what they do. And it's baked into the cake, as you say. I really appreciate that, Yvonne. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, that's no worries.
Cheers.
No problem at all. Have a good night.
You
Take
too.
Care.
Good luck. Bye-bye. Thank you. So there you have it. We've probably solved the mystery of the minimum pricing in the outlets anyway for now. So, but I'm sure the debate will rage on social media, as it always does.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.